It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock.
Believe me when I say we have a difficult time ahead of us. But if we are to be prepared for it, we must first shed our fear of it. I stand here without fear because I remember. I remember that I am here not because of the path that lies before me, but because of the path that lies behind me. I remember that for 100 years we have fought these machines. And after a century of war, I remember that which matters most. We are still here! Tonight, let us make them remember. We are not afraid!
Yeah, we're not afraid here and declare your independence with me, Ernest Hancock from the BEA beautiful studios of Freedoms with an S. FreedomsPhoenix.com here in Phoenix, Arizona, where it's very nice and lovely today. It's was getting hot, now it's kind of cooled off just a little bit. So we're having a nice day. Got the doors open, fans are blowing. Now, I got a special guest for you today, man. You're going to love me for this one. Jason Burmis. He's a creator, director of Invisible Empire. Now, we're going to talk about that a little bit. Let me tell you a little bit about Jason and where he and I crossed paths. I bet you Jason doesn't even remember this. Jason, I got you there?
Yes, sir.
You know, I remember when Loose Change first came out, even right before you did Second Edition. Mm-hmm. And we had you on. I was producing for Charles Goyette, and we had you on the show. And I'd seen the movie, and I'm like, get me freaking copies of this thing. And we started ordering them by the hundred. And you had, I don't even think we paid for shipping. I mean, you were sending them out in just big giant rolls of 100 at a time. And I got my first 100. I gave them to a bunch of legislators that I knew and so on. One of them was Karen Johnson, the one that from the floor of the Arizona State Senate went off on 9/11, challenged all the legislators to watch it, you know, promoted a bunch of people what they were doing and working on this, came out. Jesse Ventura then came to Arizona because of that, and it all started with me giving her one of your movies. Then she asked, I need another 100, another 100, another 100. Finally, I gave her, after about the 300 or 400, I gave the number that you guys were shipping them out of New York or somewhere. And I said, look, you talk to them, man. They're thinking I'm using them for, you know, God knows what. I said, you deal with it. This is the kind of impact a single movie can have about just asking questions. So here's a young man out of college, makes a film, asked some questions, got a lot of controversy to the point that Richard Branson of Virgin Airlines, that one of my heroes, he started Virgin Galactic. We're going to space on Spaceship 2 that he is promoting. And on his airline, they were having some kind of hassle with him being able to get landing rights or something and up against TWA or whatever was going on. He's like, oh, really? So he started showing Loose Change on his in-flight. He's going, yeah, from the Atlantic. We're going, you know what? They're going to watch, all going to watch Loose Change. We're landing in New York. What do you got to say about it? All of a sudden, they worked out a deal. So I'm going, you know, one film from a young filmmaker have a big impact. Then what? Then he starts learning stuff, and he starts doing another film, Invisible Empire. Jason, tell us all about Invisible Empire.
Well, I hope it has the impact that Loose Change had on 9/11. It's the sole movie, in my opinion, that really brought 9/11 truth into the mainstream and was able to mobilize people of every single political background. They could recognize it wasn't about right and left, it was about right and wrong. And now I've done a movie called Invisible Empire, A New World Order Defined, and it does just that. It defines the quote-unquote New World Order. Now, when I first heard this term, you know, that's conspiracy talk, there's no such thing as a New World Order. But as I started to research it, I realized that it was political and business elites talking about it and referencing it literally thousands of times over the past couple hundred years. So, you know, I start this movie kind of as the guy who didn't know anything about this, because I certainly didn't. Before I was doing films and this kind of thing, I was doing graphic design and flipping pizzas. And I kind of just fell into this thing. And I look at all the problems we have in our society and where it's mobilizing towards, and I realize that my generation just does not have a voice. We do not have a voice whatsoever. There's no one out there challenging the status quo and saying, why are we doing this? What's happening? And where are you moving us towards?
No, sure, and you do. It's called Rock the Vote on MTV, man. Didn't you watch MTV?
Well, I'm glad you used the terminology MTV, because in our forefathers' time, something like Common Sense from Thomas Paine could have a generational impact. But guess what? Nobody in my generation reads anymore, man. They literally do speak MTV. So I put these movies together, and this one I think is the best produced film I've done so far. It looks better than anything the History Channel is going to show you, and the information in it is mind-blowing. So, again, I've taken the subject matter, I've translated it into the language of today, and now it's really up to people like you and your listeners to get that film and get it out to everybody.
Oh, let me tell you what we're already doing. You're going to love us long time. We already got the, we have 311 stack duplicators. We did this with Obama deception and with Fall of the Republic, and now we're ripping you off. And we are mass producing these by the thousands already. This weekend we have a woman, her name is Renee Houlihan, that at a large church here, she went and gave a copy of your movie to all the pastors and assistant pastors and staff and stuff there. And this weekend, Sunday, and she warned them. She goes, look, this is this, and she kind of went, you know, give him a benefit of a doubt, which we know where this is going. But she goes, yeah, you watch this, and you'll want to donate, you know, the money to pay for us, giving them to everybody. We're going to take all that we got, and we're going to give them to everybody. They've been mass producing these, and they're going to be distributing them at the church parking lot this weekend. This movie is going to cause a controversy. I ordered it as soon as I was able to order it. I ordered it and just got it end of last week or beginning this week, and I took that, and we just started watching it last night, and my wife and I, we went about halfway through, is all we could take. We're like, okay, well, we need a break, you know, if we go to bed, we'll finish it up tonight. But I tell you what was amazing to me was, we know of a lot of times where George Bush would say the New World Order, and New World Order came out of this guy's mouth and do it. I had no idea what a campaign this was worldwide to ingrain into the public mind this concept of a New World Order. It's like they were selling ice cream or something.
Well, absolutely. And again, that was my perspective. Oh, it's something that George Bush talked about in the 90s. I didn't realize that this had legitimately over a century's history towards a one-world tyrannical government where the elite rule over a slave or serf class. And I know that sounds disturbing and outrageous to some people, but I assure you, that is exactly what it is. And I take you step by step. The first thing, the first major thing I do after introducing myself in the film and what we're going to be discussing is break down the taboo of the term New World Order by literally probably showing you 50 to 60 quotes right from the horse's mouth. And I can assure you at the end of the film, during the credits, we run another maybe 75 to 100. And I had to cut at least one half to two-thirds of the New World Order quotes I could have used in this film out to make a coherent picture, to not just talk about the term New World Order, but to talk about their modes of operation, such as drug dealing, illegal invasions of nations to create unions, false flag terror attacks, assassinations, and much, much more. I think this movie, again, is really my crescendo. I don't know if I'm going to be able to do anything better, but I'm sure going to try. But to me, this is the most important thing right now, is to get the word out that, look, the Democrats and Republicans ain't going to save you. They're on the same exact side. They're working with these elitists to bring in this one world government through the United Nations, through the European Union, through European modes of control, through economics. These guys are sophisticated. There's a reason they've been on top for so long, folks. Do you really think that royalty wanted to give up their upper echelons of power? No, they've just cloaked it. Why is it?
It's just like you have, that's why this show is called Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock, because the Declaration of Independence was a beautiful document to where it made it very clear, not what kind of government you should have, but that how to recognize a bad one. You know what I mean? When they're not defending individual rights, it's your right, your duty to alter or abolish. They didn't talk about we're going to be a constitutional republic or democracy or anything. They didn't even mention it. They go, look, yeah, whatever government, they're constituted among men, you know, to serve what? This one purpose, defending individual rights. They're not doing that, they're bad. Well, what do we got going now? I don't care what you call it, it's bad. So I'm going, all right. Then you had the Articles of Confederation, you know, they're kind of working it out. Wasn't collective enough for them. Heck no. Got to have, you know, you got your independence. Well, gosh darn it, we'll just give a little money to Hamilton over here and we'll get us you indebted to the Bank of England. We'll just start all over again. I mean, you know, it just starts all over again. And it's only guys like Patrick Henry that was screaming, don't ratify this thing. Don't do it. Don't do it. And that's how we got the Bill of Rights. The 10 thou shalt not to government. And they're doing it every day. At what point is this social contract I never signed null and void? When does that happen? Well, Jason Burmes has a movie, Invisible Empire, kind of points to, you know, it's already there. We'll talk about more when we come back.
There are those that just want to be left alone, and those that just won't leave them alone. Which one are you? The Ernest Hancock Show.
Hancock and a big independence declaring kind of guy, Jason Burmes, the director of Invisible Empire, producer, creator. Hey, so be in charge, man. You know, Jason, I tell you, you know, it's amazing that you're able to accomplish all this. Where do you get all this footage? How do you find all this? What mechanism do you go through to get all the video that you need?
Well, sure. There are a lot of library sources out there. I use the Vanderbilt source for some of the major networks. That's how I'm able to do my research. You go to Vanderbilt TV, you set up a little account there, and then I look for keywords at key points in history. C-SPAN Archive is another place where you can do that. Then, you know, you got to kind of hodgepodge around the internet. There are tons of sources out there. Aaron Dykes likes to get these really obscure National Archive DVDs, which are great, these historical DVDs with all this different, you can get them on propaganda and all these other sorts of things, but then you have to sit down and watch them. And then you really have to mull over all of them, categorize them, and basically decide how you're going to tell the story without boring people, how to cut it up so that people can understand what's going on and you don't repeat yourself. And, you know, it's a tricky thing with intertwining that with your narration and, of course, the people you have on as talking heads, I guess. And I was lucky enough to have great people like Mark Dice, Peter Dale Scott, G. Edward Griffin, and even get a cameo from Cindy Sheehan. So I really think it's in the will to step up to the plate and do something. Don't act like a victim. While all this is happening, you can oppose the establishment. You can go up against the system. And that's what I'm trying to do by any means necessary and what I think is the most effective medium. And I think it's great that people get my DVD and make copies. That's encouraged. If people didn't realize that, you go to Infowars.com, buy the DVD, make as many copies as you want, hand them out. You know, you can go to YouTube right now, and just one version alone has close to 250,000 views. And with technology, you can watch YouTube through your television. And this is encoded very high quality. It looks like watching a TV show. You can watch it through your Wii. You can watch it through your Xbox 360. You can watch it through your PS3. If you have a Netflix account, Netflix is actually carrying this film right now. So the more demand they have, the more they're going to order, the more they're going to put it on their front page. Go and put it in your queue list in Netflix. I need this film to go viral. It's been out for about 2 weeks right now. It has a really good buzz. I haven't seen a negative review out there. And I put my heart and soul into this, and I hope that people get this film and get people to watch it because the information is so important.
Why did you do it, though? I mean, you started off with 9/11. You had a lot of really good questions. And I like the tone of it, too. It's like, you know, you have a young group of guys. You did it with a couple other guys, didn't you?
Oh, and Loose Change. Yeah, that's me, Dylan Avery, and Corey Rowe.
So when you guys are doing this, you're going, look, man, this is do I have to buy this? I mean, please. You know, at what point do you just call BS on everything? And now you evolve into doing this film. And I have to, and I know you work with Alex Jones a bit and so on. And he's been such an inspiration to a lot of young men. They've seen, you know, a lot of times for some reason, you know, the women, you know, they're not as populist, but I tell you, young testosterone filled men are like, yeah, man, let's go get them. And then you take all the information that he's uncovered. You get all of your new information that you've gotten. You put all this stuff together. At what point did you decide? Was it immediately you knew you were going to make this movie eventually? Or was it recently? Did you take 2 years to do it? Or was it just in the last 6 months?
I wanted to make a film after even Loose Change Second Edition. I felt like the next big thing was going to be a film that explained that the New World Order was very real and mobilizing against the people. So even, you know, right around the time that we released the final cut, I started ordering my first amount of footage. So that's back in the end of 2007. But I already had some stuff, and I'd had folders and, you know, kept some archival footage there. And then I did Fabled Enemies, which, if people don't know about Fabled Enemies, that's my film on 9/11, that instead of going into the physical anomalies, it tells you how it was done. It shows you how it was an international intelligence operation with people from Saudi Arabia, Pakistan, Israel, and our own shadow government here at home. And it really explains what levels each were involved in.
What's the name of that movie?
Fabled Enemies. And everybody can watch that for free or go get a copy at Infowars.com as well. If you haven't seen that one, Ernest, you really need to, because it breaks down so many things that aren't in Loose Change, so many things that aren't talked about, really shows you the shadow government role, the cover-up by the commission, and a lot more. It's an hour and 42 minutes. I recommend it to everybody. And I actually do a little plug in Invisible Empire. When I'm going through the false flag terror sections, I show you what really went down at the first World Trade Center bombing. I show you what really went down at OKC. And then my section that kind of just breaks down 9/11 quickly, because I've elaborated on, you know, through three films now, I just show you a little bit of Fabled Enemies and then move on from there and show how right after 9/11 there was, again, this push for what? A new world order all over the news, all over the media. And there really only seemed to be one person talking about it in the mainstream, and it was Lou Dobbs. And, of course, earlier this year, a shot was fired into Dobbs' home. Within a week, he had announced his retirement, and we haven't seen him since.
Well, he was here in Phoenix just yesterday, or day before. They were doing, but his whole thing, of course, is on this, yeah, we got to, you know, control them immigrants, you know. And I'm going, you know, that's just part of the thing, man. It's all this national ID crap, you know.
That's true. But, you know, I'll give Lou Dobbs credit when he was doing CNN. It was more than a border issue to him. He would really go into depth about the SPP, the Canadian, Mexican, and American partnership to really merge us into what they want the European Union to be. And I show you how the European Union was created through the Bilderberg Group in Invisible Empire. It's admitted. The documents are now public from their very first meeting on how they were going to establish a European Union. And we go through the process. We show you the documents. We show you Prince Bernhard of the Netherlands and other people calling for this and getting it established. And people have to realize that there are elitists that actually do sway public opinion and control what we hear, see, and think. And I know that's a big thing to own up to, but it's time to be adults and not like act like children and suck our thumbs and say, well, you know what, man? The NBA playoffs are on tonight. I don't know if I can get to it. Get to it. It's very important for you and your family to learn this information and take action against it.
You know, I'm embedding it right now on Freedom's Phoenix, your movie Fabled Enemies, full-length version. It's up there right now. Well, in about 6 seconds. And, you know, and no, I'd heard about it, but I didn't know. I know. I'm busy, you know. But I'll make time for this one, man. I'm putting it up there. Everybody else get to see it. It's all good. I'll go ahead and put it up. I'll get a graphic up there later just so people won't be a liar. They're done. Now, the thing that I want to focus in on Invisible Empire You're hoping to tell the people what? I mean, in the end of this, they're going to be going, wow, we should what?
Well, I tell people that it's time to trade their apathy in for action. And when I say that, you know, you don't have to be a filmmaker. You don't have to be a radio show host. You know, I do a talk show myself. I do a PrisonPlanet.tv show. It's on YouTube. You don't just have to do those things. You got kids? Are you a member of the PTA? Do you know what they're being taught in school? Are you involved in the community? Do you go to the city council meetings? Are you a member of the city council? Do you know how the system works? Do you know there are three branches of government, judicial, executive, and legislative? Do you know the process by which to air your grievances? It's, again, time to stop being children in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and sometimes even 60s, and own up to the fact that we have to start taking action at local levels first. Do you know your sheriff? Are you going to run for sheriff? Do you think you can take a congressional spot? Are you going to support somebody that does? What about your state senate? There are all these things involved in your local government which are so important and so essential. You know, are you going to go out to the Tea Party? And are you going to hand out Invisible Empire, the Obama deception, Fabled Enemies, Loose Change? Are you going to talk to people? Are you going to talk to people?
Hey, you know, I'm looking forward to making sure that this gets out to as many people as possible. Because it's a message that you already got a lot of people excited here by making sure it gets out. Just to give them a foundation to understand what they need to be afraid of and do something about it.
There are those that just want to be left alone. And those that just won't leave them alone. Which one are you? The Ernest Hancock Show.
Turn on the tube, what do I see? A whole lot of people dying, don't blame me. But point the crooked little fingers at everybody else. Spend all the time feeling sorry for themselves. Victim of this, victim of that. Your mama's too thin and you're getting too fat. Get over it.
Yeah, get over it! Here on Declare Your Independence with me, Ernest Hancock, Jason Burmes, creator, director, head SOB in charge of Invisible Empire. Y'all need to go watch it. Now, you go on today's freedomsphoenix.com. You go to Freedoms Phoenix, you'll see for today's show. We have right now. You go in to the afternoon show here for April 29th, and you go in the second hour there. You go into the show. We have Invisible Empire. Watch it in HD right now. Watch it right now. You go click, watch it right now. And Fabled Enemies, full length. Got the links right now. Right now, not later. You can go watch it now, right after the show. And everybody else that's on the Liberty News Radio. And one thing I want to do, Jason, is I give you an opportunity to, in addition to, you know, people being active and doing something, you know, I really don't try and tell people what to do other than just express themselves, you know, get informed and do something. And we have Freedom's Phoenix Workshop here. I'm sure, you know, you guys have an area that you do a lot of stuff. We make signs. We have printing press. We make T-shirts. We have our video studio, radio studio. We DVD production. I mean, we're just, you know, rocking and rolling and whatnot. But the thing is that it doesn't matter if you're not motivated. And that's where, you know, I just steal all your guys' stuff and help motivate some people to come up with their own ideas. But I know you think filmmaking is really important thing to do, and it is. But some people that don't have those kinds of skills, I mean, what should they be doing? I mean, aside from making a bunch of copies of your movie and handing them out, I mean, what is it, running for office? I mean, do you think voting is going to make people free? I mean, is that important?
Well, I think that's part of it. I think that when you saw the civil rights movement, people not only voted, they got out in the streets and were very vocal for what they wanted. And now, when you see the Tea Party movement, they've allowed them to be not only co-opted by national security and intelligence, but the right-wing, Republicans, establishment types. So that's pretty much dead in the water. The thing the establishment really fears more than them are what? Groups like We Are Change that are being reported by the Southern Poverty Law Center and others as dangerous, you know, domestic terrorist organizations. They don't like you getting, all right, so you don't want to run for office. Grab a camera and go to an event where one of these people is going to speak and confront them about something. Ask them a question. Get it on camera. Put it on YouTube. Become the media. You really have to become the change you want to see in the world. And that's up to you to decide what to do. I'm not big on telling everybody that I have the silver bullet solution because there isn't a silver bullet solution. In my world, I would like to see a restoration of the Constitution and Bill of Rights. I would like to see those held criminally accountable that have gutted this country and killed literally tens of millions around the world in the last decade. You know, a million plus Iraqis is an old number, folks, and these monsters have been up to it for a long, long time. And I got news for you. They don't care about you either. They just want to keep you happy enough that you're concerned about your iPhone and American Idol, and you'll just let the machine grow and grow and grow. So you have to stop allowing that. And again, there are so many things you can do. Join city council. You know, get into the schools. You know, a lot of my friends are teachers that I went to college with, and they show their students my movies. It's incredible to me. I'm going, in fact, after this radio show, I'm going to screen my film at University of Texas, and it's going to be great out here in Austin. So there are things you can do. You got to first realize that you're not helpless, and that there is hope, and that no matter how bad things are, let me give you an example. For instance, when this swine flu scare was around, oh, everybody needs to be vaccinated. Well, a bunch of nurses in New York were like, well, we're not going to take a mandatory vaccination of this thing. We know it's bad. So what did? They went out to the Capitol, they protested, and guess what? The mandatory vaccinations were taken away, and literally 2 months ago, the FDA had to admit, you go to their webpage, they are now recalling two different batches of the H1N1 vaccine because they're bad, and they have poison in them. When mercury is in your vaccination, you probably shouldn't take it, folks.
No, I'm with you, brother. We had big campaign here. Support first responders that say no to mandatory inoculations. And we had this big skull and crossbones. The crossbones are red blood dripping syringes. And we just put them all over the valley. Made a big to-do here in the media. And what happened? Some of the first responders, the local fire departments, were shipping them all back to the county saying, now we don't want them. And the whole thing comes down to us not being afraid. They want you to be afraid. They'll give you some poster children that they hammered on so that you'll be afraid, because it's all about legitimacy. As much as you think, I've been around this for a long time. I'm 49 years old. I've been doing this since 88, 22 years as a hardcore activist. And I'll tell you, Jason, the one thing that I learned is that there are a lot more of us than they think. And what has happened is they do their best, and they, them, those. Who are they? I tell you, it's real simple. There are those that just want to be left alone, and there are those that just won't leave them alone. And it's not more complicated than that. I can put them, all these guys, in that category. They got a better way to run my life, a better way to spend my money, a better way to raise my children. I mean, you know, and it was what happens as time goes on, you start to find out that people just out of default going, they're so bad that, you know, I couldn't possibly do it worse, and they pull their kids out of school. So this is what our greatest recruiter for people against what government is doing right now is the government. They're so bad at it that it's so easy for people to go, heck, man, if I just put the kids in front of a TV and had them watch National Geographic specials or something, be better off than sending them to this mandatory youth indoctrination camp with a camp leader that's just shoveling crap into their heads. So I see you, when you have young guys like you, and the hour before I had Scott Horton from antiwar.com, they come out, and I had a director of Sir No Sir, a documentary on the anti-war movement inside the military during the Vietnam War. And all these guys, all you young people that come out, they're going, people have to wake up. People got to wake up. They need to be. And I'm sitting here going, you are the waking up of the people. I was here before you guys came on board. I was waiting for guys exactly like you. And I'm telling you, Jason, I am filled with optimism because you are there. You're just waiting for the next wave of people. And I'm going, cool, you know, great. But I tell you this, they're coming, and the bad guys know it. And they have to do something, anything, to distract or to shut you up. And this internet thing has gotten out of hand. They don't know what to do. They're going to try, but we'll go to internet, you know, 15.0, you know, with our satellite based moon base alpha kind of, you're not going to be able to get a spaceship 14 thing. You know, I'm like, you know, seriously, you guys want to do it? Come on, let's play. Because that's what I need to know. I need to know when it is illegal to dissent. Well, they already make that illegal. But when you're not allowed to dissent, when you can't get the bullhorn and do what you and Alex and We Are Change and what we are doing, when you're not allowed, now they want to scare you. They want to intimidate you not to do it. But when they actually physically, you are not allowed to do it anymore, I need to know when that happens. And your efforts and what everybody is doing now, that is what I've been waiting for. So praise be to all that is holy that Jason Burmese has come out. What are you waiting on? What's the next wave that you're looking for?
You're asking me what am I waiting on?
Yeah, you're like we need to have what would make you happy? You've made me happy. I'm happy. I've been waiting for you. Now what are you waiting on?
Well, first of all, I don't wait for anything. I realize that if you want stuff done, you got to take action. One of the things that I'm working towards is having another big showing, not only this year at the 9th anniversary of 9/11, but a mega showing down at Ground Zero on the 10th anniversary of 9/11. We're a little more than 18 months out, I believe, and I really feel that the public, we had a huge showing on the 5th anniversary and the media almost completely ignored us. However, we did make headlines here and there, and people were shook up by the fact there were 2,000 plus people in Investigate 9/11 shirts. We handed out 10,000 DVDs of Loose Change Second Edition while we were there, and I would like to do something 100-fold down at Ground Zero on the 10th anniversary, not only with 9/11 Truth, but everybody out there who, again, wants to restore the Constitution and Bill of Rights, because they don't understand, some people still don't get that one of the major mobilizations of this country towards bigger government and the militarization and imperialism in the Middle East was, of course, 9/11. Without 9/11, none of it happens. They crashed the economy out on 9/11, then told you to go shopping again. Then they crashed it out over and over again over the next 8 years while Bush was in. And then finally, at the end of that, told you they were crashing out the economy, set up a bailout system to crash it even further to give their cronies what is admitted 6 months ago as $24.7 trillion, and it's probably upwards of around $50 trillion by now.
When we come back, Jason, and we'll talk about that. I want you know, where's the dollar going? Where's the economy going? What are we going? Do we need to get chickens and a garden? You got chickens? Well, maybe we need to. We'll talk to Jason about it when we come back here on Declare Your Independence in just a little bit.
It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock.
Less conversation, a little more action.
Yeah, satisfy me, baby. You know, give me some satisfaction like Jason Burmese has. You know, Jason, I'm really happy you're out there and getting a fresh perspective from a young mind, you know, getting exposed to this thing. But I did want to get your perspective on the dollar, man. You know, where are we going, this economy? What do you think's up?
Well, again, an invisible empire. I say, look at the evidence. There's a push towards a global currency. Folks, they dumped the dollar as the world reserve currency. Your dollar as a fiat currency is worth less and less every single day. I suggest you get into precious metals to try to preserve whatever kind of savings you actually have, because they're going to continue to dump this thing. They're going to level it out. They're announcing it between us and China. Okay, we have something called the Special Drawing Rights Unit now that the IMF, which has now consolidated power by taking over the SEC and the Federal Reserve. This happened all over a year ago. This happened at the G20 in front of everybody in public. If you don't know about it, you better start learning about it. And they are now administering this SDR as the world reserve currency. So when the IMF gives out a loan, it is no longer in dollars. It is in SDR units that are beholden to who? International bankers. That's who runs not only the country but the world, and they want to get us all under this global currency. So the dollar's days are limited. We'll always have some kind of a currency with our president's face on it and our leader's face on it, just like Mao is on the currency in China. But I assure you, it will be devalued, and it will be under the globalists.
You know, where you can see this a lot is in precious metals, I mean, it's being manipulated. That's a whole other story that we're working on and so on. And it's starting to come out that they're leveraged like 100 to 1 when it comes to precious metals. And what contracts they have on precious metals is actually just paper. I mean, it's not, I go, okay, well, I want to take delivery. Well, I had it right next to here to my heart. Well, you know, I'll get back to you. Because just in January 09, it was under $10, $9 and something. You have silver. Now it's twice that. You know, we're 1860, whatever the heck it is today, shot up again today. And I'm going, this is not that silver and gold is just so valuable. It's like the dollar is not. It's just plummeting. And I'm going, you know what? I got all my kids. You know, like my daughter, when she got married, her dowry, I just said, you know, I gave her a bunch of silver. And I go, just keep it. You know, here it is. This is it, man. We're going to do like in India. They have you wear all your jewelry and stuff. Well, you're not going to be wearing silver bars, but I go, here it is. You just watch. So they, all of a sudden, now they're watching. They're watching. You know what, Dad? You're not as crazy as we thought you were. You love us a long time. Well, what does your generation think? I mean, what are you investing in? I mean, you got food under your bed? I mean, silver's not going to buy you food.
No, I live on country land. Even out here in Texas, I'm on 4 acres of farm if I've got to be farming, and I used to garden with my grandfather, and I'm going to be moving back to New York where I actually have 40 acres. And if it ever does come down to it, yeah, I know how to grow my own food, and I'm no dummy on that respect either. You know, I encourage people to get more self-sufficient. One of the things we promote over at InfoWars, and one of the coolest gadgets in the office, is the Ecola Blue that pulls water out of the atmosphere, puts it through 7 to 11 filters, depending on the model, and you get actual fresh, clean tasting water with all the without all the nasty chemicals in it. So that's something you can get, and then you have to get bottled water, which they're putting chemicals in anyway.
Yeah, I know.
When the Washington Post is telling you last year, again, look it up yourself, folks, when they're telling you that they're cutting the high fructose corn syrup, which is already terrible for you, with mercury, it's time to open up your eyes and stop shoveling Coca-Cola down your kids' throats, and you stop drinking it and Diet Coke and all that crap, and start going back to really nutrition. You know, instead of that, drink juice and not the high fructose corn syrup juice. Try to find the best juice you can. I know it's more to go to Whole Foods and it's easier to go to Walmart, but sometimes you got to seek those.
Not really. I mean, not really. When you're looking at nutrition, you know, nutrition dense foods, I've been doing a lot of juicing lately. I had someone on my show, it was last fall, and my audience started doing it, and it gave me such high recommendations of it. I feel great. You know, it's just carrots and green apples and something green twice a day. That's all I have. It's just nutrition. It's not about whether, you know, and plus the side benefit of not eating the crap. I mean, you know, so I'm really starting to see how we have gotten so far away from reality because we have subjected ourselves to lies that come out of television, radio, print, but we have competition for them now. It's movies like yours. It's YouTube. It's being able to communicate peer-to-peer instantaneously across the planet with someone, you know, that a 20-year-old can talk to another 20-year-old in China and have it translated with the push of a button on a Google Translator. It's like we're freaking Star Trek. You know, so I see the benefits coming from people that aren't even born. I just had my first grandchild, and I already know by the time she's her parents' age, she gets, you know, 20 years from now, we're going to be in a totally different world, and I'm hoping that we'll have already gone through a lot of the trials and tribulations that we need to get through for us to start to realize the truth of the world. And when that happens, I think we're going to have a long span of good things. A lot of people are more apocalyptic in their thought process, but it's people like you that make me feel so much more optimism than a lot of my peers do.
Yeah, I have hope. Again, I wouldn't be in this if not to win it. And I encourage everybody up there to step up to the plate, pick an issue, and get involved, even if that's just getting involved with your family and their health. Just like you said, you know, stop feeding them the GMO processed crap. It's mind, body, and soul. And educate yourself. Get involved. Again, the TV is not our God. You know, no matter what you believe religiously, the TV is not your God. That doesn't dictate how we should be living our lives. I know a lot of people have become accustomed to that, even if it's in the back of their head or it's just subliminal. It's not our God. It's time to step up and say, look, we want to live in a better society. We don't want to be part of this imperialist, globalist agenda. And I hope that my film, Invisible Empire, can help in that. And I hope that the next big issue, because I think 9/11 Truth is still really just a huge, huge issue, along with them dumping the dollar and everything else, is this push towards a new world order and global governance is what they call it. They won't come out and say it's global government. They'll use semantics and say it's global governance. So people have to be aware of the terms, know what they're talking about, and know what this means for them.
You know, I'll share this one thing with you. You'll see how it applies. Since 2004, I'm a hardcore libertarian activist. I've been doing this a long time. When the National Party started, you know, getting all fuzzy around the edges and so on, especially with the culmination of, you know, Barr as our nominee, I've been running for national chair. At this end of Memorial Weekend, end of May, there will be the national convention in St. Louis to where they will make a decision. They're going to, you know, go the Levolution way or not. Oh, I'm the one that came up with the Ron Paul Revolution logo. I don't know if you knew that, but the cool. So what happened was, you know, I was involved in this for the past couple of years, going around the country promoting young people just to be able to express themselves. You know, they never, you know, were looking for a permission slip to put up a sign. You'd have these old Republican types going, you know, meetups. They go, hey, you got to get a, you know, permission slip from the government, you know, to give a finger to the man. You know, I'm going, they're like, what? You know, they never even crossed their mind. So as I'm doing this and I'm running, I'm going around debating, you know, I go every weekend. I'm in some state. This is last weekend. I spoke at Kansas and Indiana conventions. And one of my opponents goes, well, you know, you don't want to have Ernie as the national chairman because he would talk about 9/11.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. And I'm going, you damn Skippy. I'm going, seriously? We're not allowed to ask questions? We're still in your, it's 8-9 years later and you're still afraid? What? Why? Weird. That's why I play that Morpheus clip in the beginning of the show. We're not afraid. Can we just demonstrate that we're not fearful all the time? Can we just ask a question? And you got these talking heads from MSNBC, CBS, Fox News, ABC, NBC, CNN, all these people, they come up and you go to young people and they go, well, you know, O'Reilly said, and they're going, who? They don't even know who you're talking about. They got their own rock stars. They got Jason Burmes. You know, they're going, yeah, I watched Jason Burmes' film. I know what's going on. I don't care what these guys think. And everybody's so worried about what they think. And they got what? An audience of 3-4 million? There's 300 million people in this country. So I'm like, you know, this is, you just keep doing exactly what you're doing, Jason. And I will do my best to make sure that everybody knows what you're doing and can support you by at least understanding your message, watch your movies, making sure that they get redistributed. We got the capacity to do 300 to 500. We're the ones that did the Obama deception at ASU when Obama came and spoke last year at the graduation. We did 17,000 DVDs that we distributed all over ASU last year. This is, we're all over it, brother. You know, yeah, give out in the last minute here while they're playing the music, bring the music down a little bit, and I want you to go ahead and give out whatever web pages you want to promote, man.
Yeah, go check us out over at Infowars.com. Send them out.
Yeah, you're breaking up on your cell phone so bad. It's Infowars.com. You go there, have it. You go to freedomsphoenix.com right now. We'll have his movies at the top. Right there. You go into today's afternoon show, you know, and I'm glad his cell phone held out this long. Thanks a lot, Jason. We'll be talking to you soon. We'll let you know what happens after this weekend when we blaze the churches with Invisible Empire. They need this information too, especially. See you tomorrow on the radio here on Declare Your Independence.